Hello, everybody, and welcome back once again to the Garbage Garage Trashy Awards. That's right, our annual celebration of all things garbage related. Whether you're trash men, sanitation workers, or garbage truck riders, you know, they're all out there. I am, of course, Jerry Juice Can O'Terry, your host, and I'm here with my co-hosts sitting above me on the bunk bed here. Go ahead and introduce yourself there, up there.
My name is Shove Big Bertha Compactman. I have been on this program many times.
Yeah, almost every time, episode, some would say. Yeah.
This is true. And above me.
And above you on the bunk bed is Will the Shovel Barrow. Thanks for having
That's
me
right.
again, as you do every week.
Every week. We want to welcome everyone back to the fantastic celebration that is the Trashies. It happens but once a year, and boy, everyone's just decked out in their fanciest studs. Will, I see you got your all-white coveralls on, your fanciest coveralls.
Oh, yeah,
I
never take them off.
You never take them off.
No.
Always wearing those white ones.
That is a bold color to wear.
Especially for a garbage trash. Man, yeah, that's confidence in your work out there.
Yeah, well, I was born a garbage man and I'll die a garbage man. I have confidence. I never get anything on myself.
It almost seems like you'd be doing a poor job as a garbage man if you didn't get anything on you ever.
Well, I almost always do, but it's my passion, so.
Getting stuff on you?
No, I never, I almost always don't get anything on me.
Almost always don't get anything on you.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, is that a double negative in there?
Oh, I don't know. I just pick up the trash.
Well, Shove, old Big Bertha, do you live by that same creed? Do you not get any of the garbage on you, or are you just rolling around in that muck?
We have to make sure the trash makes it to its final location.
Is it like a final resting place?
Yes, we treat this with care and passion.
In a way,
Shove, you know, I gotta say, you've never been the same since you had the stroke a couple years ago, but God, I still love you.
The stroke is news to me.
That's right, and also the short-term memory loss. I forgot to remind you today about it. Just like they did in the movie 50 First Dates, I show you a video every day. That's on me, buddy. That's on me. I forgot to show you.
In a wedding dress.
That's right.
On our bed.
You also hit that cow with your Jeep, just like Drew Barrymore did in 50 First Dates.
It's actually kind of eerie, honestly, how similar your life is to that movie.
Almost like they stole the rights to your life just right out from underneath you, because you wouldn't know any better.
Have you ever thought about doing a copyright?
A copyright?
Yeah, just do
a copyright.
Yeah, just do a copyright.
Have you done a copyright on it or no? You should do a copyright.
Have done a whole copyright?
Do an entire copyright on it.
I wouldn't even know where to begin with that.
I'm sure if we dug around in the trash that we could find some copyright documents somewhere in there.
That is something we say about trash.
Yeah, we get a lot of information from the garbage that we take out, and that's, you know, you see all walks of life. You take lawyer garbage out, you take fireman garbage out, take some chef garbage out, you learn some great recipes that way.
It's like we like to say in the garbage industry, is if you dig around in the trash long enough, eventually you'll find something.
And most of the time it's garbage.
But sometimes.
It's trash.
And that's
other times it's refuse.
And that's where we come in.
To get the garbage, the trash, and the refuse.
Because we're garbage.
The litter. And what else? What other things do we pick up?
Are we talking strictly professionally? Or because sometimes I pick up...
I was looking more like synonyms for garbage.
Oh, I was going to say I pick up my cat when I'm at home a lot. Because he's a rascally little goofball and I love him.
Oh, you're thinking off of the jab.
Yeah, just picking up things in general.
What was his name?
My cat's name?
Yes.
Is Mr. Tibbleball.
Mr. Tibbleball?
I was hoping for something garbage related.
No, I don't take my work home.
Shove, what's your cat's name?
My cat's name?
Your cat's name.
I just wanted to make sure I was addressing the right question.
Yep, that's the one.
My cat's name.
Your cat's name, please.
Is Can.
Can? Yes. Like a can of soup or a juice can?
Or a trash can. One might say a trash can.
Oh, all right. It is your cat. You can name it after whatever you want.
And I did. Thank you very much.
What's the name of your cat, Jerry?
My cat? My cat's name?
We all have cats.
Yeah, your cat's name.
All three.
Are you asking about my cat's name?
Oh, yeah, I'm asking about your cat's name. The cat you have at home, what's its name?
Are you? I just wanted to make sure that you were asking me about what my cat's name was.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's definitely
why you're acting so defensive about this.
Well, it's actually two cats.
G-Bill.
That's right. One's name is G and the other one's name is Bill. How did you know? G-Bill, come here. G-Bill. No, I'm just having a goof here, guys. We're not at home. We're at the Trashies, the Trashy Awards. And it's about time we've had enough fun here that we need to get to our first big award of the night. It's the first category. You see that the crowd's filled with garbage men. They're so polite. Everyone's just so kind and not cheering, no whooping, no Arsenio Hall hooping.
People are very very passionate and polite about their garbage, and that's something that we really appreciate.
I think people expect that at a garbage award show, everyone's going to be clanging the garbage can lids and just swinging around bags of garbage, but it's just not like that.
I think that when people picture a garbage man event, they kind of picture like a Beats music video or something where we'll just be banging on trash cans and the like.
That's right. It's nothing like a 90s Nicktoons at all. It's strictly business and you know what? It's just formal as all heck.
Well, but before we get into those awards, I thought that we could do the same thing we do at the beginning of the show every week and just talk about what the coolest thing we found in the trash this week was.
You know what? That's a great segue right into our first category, coolest thing of the year found in the garbage. And the nominees are Danny DeVito's Emmy. Oh, the envelope stuck here. I'm sorry. Let's see.
And the second nominee is Big Bertha's cat, Can.
And the third nominee is a 5p piece from England.
Wow. Isn't it illegal? Is it illegal to throw money away?
It's not our money.
I feel like there's stories behind these items that are being nominated. The fourth nominee for the coolest item found in the garbage. What was it? Smudged. I got garbage juice all over this card, guys. I'm sorry. I believe it was the most interesting thing found in the trash in the last year. The fourth nominee. That podium from the Capitol riot. And the winner is...
Was that the one that had a bunch of zip ties with it?
That was the one. But to clarify, the zip ties were not nominated.
Zip ties always get shafted.
Will Barrow, why don't you go ahead and do the honors here?
And the winner of this award is Big Bertha's cat, Can, because just... Come on, have you seen the little guy?
Oh, get up on that thing, Can. Wow, this is a wonderful award. It's gonna be.
Actually, I'd like to hear from the cat, if we could.
That was actually a pretty spat on meow. I mean, because it was a real cat.
That was Can.
Beautiful.
What a really fantastic speech.
Ooh, it really brings a tear to the eye.
Thank you, Can.
Now that brings us to our second award of the night as we continue on with the Trashy Awards. We do want to give recognition to a special garbage man out there who has dedicated himself to the line of duty. Mr. Gregory... Big Bags Watson. Sorry, it's all this garbage juice garbage on my juice. Hands, guys. It's Come so up. Much garbage juice on my hands.
Craig, would you like to say a few words?
Gregory, I'll say before he comes. Gregory, sit back down. Sit back down. You've not been called up yet. We just want to say a few words about Gregory to honor him. Gregory has been a garbage man for over 93 fantastic years. He started being a garbage man when he was 4.5 years old. His father used to take him out on the little garbage truck at the time, and eventually he got to ride around on that big garbage truck. He's taken out garbage for some of the greats, I tell you. He's taken out such names as Harry Truman, and not taking them out, but taking their garbage.
Oh dear.
He's not throwing them away, but Harry Truman, the king himself, Elvis.
Well, that John Lennon, that one he might have actually taken out.
He could have, yeah. That's to be decided. Let's see. Let me rifle through some more of these notes here. There's just so much garbage juice, guys. I'm sorry. I apologize.
When I met Greg 20 years into my career,
you just go tell your story, and I'm just going to keep reading names.
And when was that?
People.
I was in my 21st year of a garbage man.
Ted Danson's garbage.
4-year-old. Greg, just come up to the rear
Christian Bale's
loader
garbage,
and just throw bags in like a natural.
You know, Mel Gibson and Danny Glover's garbage.
You know, I always thought it was really impressive the way
Gerald Ford's garbage.
Oh, Gerald, yeah, that's a good one. I always thought it was really impressive how Gregory was able to do such
Alice Cooper's garbage,
such a good job collecting the trash every day without his legs. It's really
the last
admirable.
Six living munchkins from the Wizard of Oz is garbage.
Especially both of his especially arms. After that, after he lost the legs on the job, and he still
that kid that died during the Twilight Zone or whatever. That died in the helicopter crash. You remember Ducky from Land Before Time. Her garbage. Continue with your story. It's a long list here. We should just double up on these.
I believe Ducky's father was also involved in the
Anthony
garbage.
Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. His garbage.
I just thought it was, it's really admirable that somebody could lose their legs on a job
Shook
and
Knight's
still
garbage.
Just faithfully and every day with such loyalty return to the job.
Carson Daly's garbage.
And that loyalty paid off when he was promoted to the top arm loader.
Saddam Hussein's garbage.
And with that promotion, they actually gave him the option to start a GoFundMe.
The Billy Goat Gruff's garbage.
To fund some robot legs, but unfortunately it didn't make enough money, so.
The singer Jules' garbage.
He still has no legs.
He's taken out a lot of trash.
That's a lot of garbage.
Wayne Gretzky's garbage.
That's quite a bit of garbage.
That is a lot of
refuse. He's just a storied career, really.
The Gallagher brothers, garbage.
Was that one at the...
Gallagher, the comedians, garbage. There's a lot of garbage juice from that guy, by the way. I've taken his garbage out.
Oh, just disgusting.
Watermelon juice just everywhere.
It's just gross. And ugh, it's not even garbage juice at that point. It's just... ugh.
Well, that's about probably a sixth of the list here. We'll leave the rest and post it online. Gregory, why don't you come on up and say a few words we're so appreciative of everything you've done to come up here and serve the community and all of the nation, really, over these last 90 years. I don't remember how many of the cards that I already threw it away.
Can anybody wheel me up?
There's no ramp, Greg. Gregory, I don't know if you can...
We are not ADA compliant.
Thank you. Thanks.
Gregory, please speak up. It's...
That's okay.
Shove, you want to, like, point the microphone at him or something? The microphone's stationary?
That's...
Yeah, the microphone's actually fixed to the platform.
I'll try making my way up there. It might be a while, though.
Gregory, I can't hear you.
I'll try to make my way up there. It might be a while, though.
I worry you think that I really couldn't hear you. I could hear you, but I couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay. It was just really convincing sounding.
Gregory, we'll write out a list of... Just write out a list, Gregory, and we'll post it somewhere. We'll put it on the garbage trucks. It's for everyone to see.
Are you going to take down my drawings?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you want them when you retire, or are you just...
are we going to go we can just throw them away.
We're going.
Drawings?
We're going to the dump anyway, so we can just toss them.
Are we just going to ignore the drawings
just toss
that
them.
He's talking about?
Oh, have you seen these? Have you seen these drawings, Chev?
They're very graphic pornography.
Exactly. I don't know why we kept them up for so long.
Prominently displayed all over the trucks.
They're playing us off of the stage here, as you can see. That lets us know that it's time for a commercial break here. The Trashies continue. Trashies 2011. 2021.
I'm sorry.
Short. It is 2011.
It's the 2011 I think Trashy Awards.
I think it's still it's definitely
of the year 2021.
It's still 2011 in all of our hearts, I think.
Yeah, God, I wish that was a good year for garbage. We will be right back right after these words. Is Gregory okay? Did we get him off of the stage?
He looks like he's pouting.
He'll get old.
Pouting
he's
pouting in the audience.
He's just a grumpy
you remember
old man.
He just kept saying something about his drawings, and I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
He's making the same face that the female gymnast made into the camera.
Michaela Maroney? Is that who
Michaela, she's that's exactly. He's making a Michaela Maroney face.
Kind of that stink eye kind of face. Well, you know what, Gregory, I'm sorry, but Hiller wasn't that buff. He didn't have those muscles. I don't mean to be stern with him, but...
We know that you knew him. It doesn't make you any more right.
Yeah, Gregory.
Okay. How do we navigate away from this?
Glad we gave him an award. Wait, are we back on now? Welcome back, everybody, to the Trashy Awards. What a night. What a fantastic night. The stars are out in garbage land, and it's just wonderful. It's wonderful and wonderful to see all of the biggest names in the business coming out. Shove, how are you enjoying yourself tonight? You sipping on something there? Is that garbage juice?
I'm sipping my garbage juice, as Snoop Dogg would say. Sipping on garbage juice. Laid back. I see Claire S. Marcus in the crowd. Christine R. Winter. Arlene J. Lovett.
Shove, you're just reading the... I don't even think you see these people. I think you're just reading the guest list you took from the door, man.
My eyesight is very good. And I do see them all in the crowd.
You know,
your eyesight is terrible. It's famously terrible. You have Coke bottle glasses. You literally just broke a couple of Coke bottles that you dug out of the garbage.
As you know, I have an affinity for jams and preserves. And I had to fashion glasses out of the bottom of my jars to see.
They're not even Coke bottle glasses then. You made knockoff Coke bottle glasses?
I am a garbage man, and I'm famously not paid well.
Are you putting...
Don't know if that's true.
Are you putting cut plastic over your eyes? That seems incredibly dangerous.
It's cut glass, and I'm a professional. After 142 years in the garbage industry, I think I have this down.
Did you say 142? What? How come we didn't give you an award tonight? I don't understand.
Can we retroactively... take back Greg's award?
Gregory, give me that award. Gregory.
No, we established
No.
We established that Gregory started when he was 4 years old 90 years ago, and I said that I saw him on my route at 20 years into my career when he was 4, which makes me 122 years old.
Well, as a garbage man, famously, I cannot do math, so I'll take your word for it, and we'll have my accountants...
You say famously, but that's not true. I have a Harvard education, so...
How did you end up being a garbage man? Why? I feel like I don't know anything about you, boys.
I just really like garbage. What do I need a reason other than that? It's my passion.
Yeah, he has a heavy Boston accent. Can't you tell?
Is that why? Is that what you've been carrying around? Is that plaque? Is that a diploma in there?
Oh yeah, yeah. I like to remind people. I just like to make sure that everybody knows how passionate I am about it. I still.
This time, I thought you just had a clipboard.
I've been in the business for 25 years now, and I still have devastating student loans. But it's all worth it. It's all worth it if I get to drink some garbage juice with my family at the end of the night, or
roll down big piles of garbage.
Oh, I love rolling down big piles like of garbage.
There's nothing funner.
A Scrooge McDuck dive into a big pile of garbage.
And sometimes every now and then you'll find a garbage bag full of coins, and then you really get to. It's
Has that happened?
Oh, tons of times, especially. I think there's a chain shortage going on, so sometimes if you go into alleyways, you can find hidden caches of garbage that are just full of coins.
There's one thing. If there's one thing I know, it's that during a chain shortage, people are throwing away change. It's
absolutely.
Everything's cyclical, and that's, just old reliable. Oh, chain shortage going on in the world.
See,
throw out your dimes.
It's actually the collectors that do that, because then that drives up the prices of the coins, because they're going to be more sought after. So people are willing to pay sometimes $4 or $5 for a single quarter.
Oh, sorry. I hate to interrupt here, but it looks like the crowd's getting a little restless. They want another award to be given out.
So sorry, I forgot we were up here.
Apologies, folks. So it's such good company that we have here with everyone. We gotta keep ourselves wrangled, but it's tough.
Sometimes when we're up here on this three-layer bunk bed up on this stage, it's just hard to not get lost in our own little garbage world.
I can tell everyone's on pins and needles for the rest of the night here, so let's get to the part that everyone looks forward to. It's not easy being a garbage man, and it's the one thing that everyone looks forward to every night at the Trashies, the in memoriam, to remember all of our fellow comrades who were lost in the line of duty. We just take a moment to remember them, our friends, our colleagues, and just the loved ones in the business. Being a garbage man isn't easy, and it's one of the most dangerous jobs on the face of the world. And we just want to take a moment to give thanks to all of these special people.
Harrison Acid Bunny Burns.
Lillian Gemini Hudson.
Barbara Milk Dud McGee.
Maria Captain Cyborg Gobert.
Dorothy Ching 1993 Gold.
Dennis Milk Dud Blackman.
Linda Frozen Fire Nowell.
Grace Wizenut Ford.
Angela Milk Dud Fulton.
George the Sack DeLeo.
Robert the Balls Ball.
Jerome Nutsack Low. Karen Milk Dud Lawson.
Nathaniel Full Shaft Martin.
Gregory Natsy Watson.
Was that our Greg?
It's unfortunately, yes. I was handed that one late. Fortunately, Greg has passed on, but hey. Two-time award winner in one night, am I right?
Oh, that's crazy. I see that there's a cause of death on that note that you were just handed. What happened so soon?
It looks like he was wheeling away, and as Shove pointed out earlier, it's not really an ADA compliant warehouse here that we're in. Oh. And, well, he couldn't quite make it down the fire pole. So,
jeez.
The fire pole.
That's the only way down. The stairs go up, but, you know, there is those signs that say only up. And, well, the fire pole is the, it is an abandoned fire station, much like the Ghostbusters fire station from the movies. That we converted into a stage for the Trashies.
He did. Greg did say that he got a ghost blowjob once.
Did he?
Yeah, well, to me at least. I asked him repeatedly to stop.
But, well, maybe that might be a conversation for HR. If you need, I can get you the phone number for Debbie.
Well, should I list who's in HR?
That reminds me. We move on now to the in memoriam for the human resources department, those that we've lost in the line of duty, filling out paperwork, filing things. These are those that we want to recognize for passing on in the line of duty of HR.
Luther, Salty French Fry, Matlock.
Manuel.
That's it.
It's just Manuel.
And that's everyone we lost in HR.
The garbage man known as Manuel.
Manuel was one of the best. He was fantastic. And boy, he's going to be missed.
And now we're going to move on to those in HR that we lost violently.
Those who died to crimes of passion. And, well, just in terrible, tragic ways as well.
Wayne. The full shaft. Gomez.
Sybil. Wiggle Bear. Meehan.
Christopher. Chris. Copa.
Frank.
Dennis. Sined. Dennis.
It's like a palindrome on that guy's name. It's been a rough year for garbage, as you can tell. It's just been one of the longest in memoriams we've ever had to do. But you know,
do you think that the other garbage companies are also having awards tonight?
I say that they would if they hadn't experienced such massive loss in their lives. There's just
so much
four
so much
consecutive.
Loss.
Segments just dedicated
to
trash
deaths.
Oh, there we go.
Wow.
That stroke is coming back to get him again. It's you know, mid-sentence ends up stopping in the middle of his thoughts, but well, it brings us to the final award of the night, the one everyone's here for, everyone's hoping for.
Our final and second award of the night.
Our final and second award.
The best garbage truck.
The best garbage truck. And, of course, during these nominees, you will hear what makes that garbage truck so special. The nominees are...
The front loader garbage truck.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, these are literally just garbage trucks.
The side loader garbage truck.
This isn't the segment that I thought it was going to be. I thought they were going to be specially decorated or something.
That garbage truck that we had last year for about 3 months before it went back for a factory defect.
Top arm loading.
What do you mean my mic is still on?
Garbage trucks.
It's, oh dear. Oh, dear.
And fully automated front-loading garbage trucks.
Oh, we got a fan favorite here.
And the winner of the best garbage truck is the rear load garbage truck.
Fuck! Not a fan out there. Not a fan.
Can we get the rear load garbage truck up here to say a few words?
Boop, boop. He's coming in rear first. He's giving the crowd what they want.
Yeah. Woo. Open it up.
Oh,
that was just fantastic.
That's
oh, he's lifting some garbage. He's going. He's getting the rear loader going. Someone quick, get some garbage in front of him. Get some garbage in front of him. We got to see this in action.
We got to get the compressor.
Everyone get your garbage and everyone pile it in front of him. He's going to get a show here tonight, folks. I'm telling you.
Whoa. Wow. Wow. It really reminds you of why you do this in the first place.
Majestic.
Look at the axles on that thing, you guys. Oh, man.
Look at a rear load garbage truck in its natural habitat.
Look at how if you kind of like squint really hard and look at the front of it, it kind of looks like it has a face.
Oh, he's backing up too far.
Oh, no.
He's falling off the stage. Oh, my God. Oh, God. That's the only rear loading garbage truck that we have.
Why does this happen every year? Why do we keep having these awards?
We thought it would be different this time. We took precautions.
Every year.
Is it okay?
Every year.
Get the front loader. Get the front loader to pick it up.
Every single year, the list of those we've lost gets longer because of these awards shows.
We had 300 people die last year's awards alone.
How many are we up to this year?
Well, we got to move that rear-loading garbage truck to find
There's
out.
There's really no way of telling.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. Where is your cat?
Oh, no.
Can?
Oh, no.
Where's Can?
Can.
Oh, he just released the air brake from that thing, and I think I see where Can is.
Oh, I see a Darth Vader-esque figure with a helmet being put on from that gas noise.
Is it the cat?
Could it be? Could it be? Is it the legendary garbage man himself? Is that Trash Vader?
Do you know what's going on?
Trash Vader? Is that you?
What the? Where are we? Is there a robot in that truck?
Ladies and gentlemen, Trash Vader has made a special appearance tonight. You know, maybe this makes up for the mass death that happened from the garbage truck backing up the back of the stage and crushing the first seven rows.
I already forgot about that just because I was blown away.
But look over here. It's Trash Vader.
It's Trash Vader. He's here. He's here, and I've forgotten about all my problems.
Luke, huh? I am your garbage.
Wow. Oh, that's classic line.
That's topical,
classic
too.
Line.
He says that every time.
Wow, that's
garbage,
just,
man.
Wow. The crowd's going wild. You can
let's get another. Let's get another one-liner. Strong start.
Bring me those droids.
Okay. We do have droids in our audience tonight.
These lines from Trash Vader are just endless.
Is anybody getting
folks? I gotta say,
is anyone gonna get him those?
What was that?
Is anyone gonna get him those drawings? He looks really angry.
We have to let him know what droids are here.
We
T3HA.
Gotta get him
TT40 GH7.
And go ahead, just keep reading.
Bollocks and the Blue Max.
Folks, it's been a fantastic Trashies Awards. We want to thank you all for coming out.
I really hope no one threw away a gun.
We've been given here, if you can, Will Barrow. I got a list here of the newer additions to the In Memoriam. If you can just start reading these off, please.
Yeah, absolutely. We got Richard.
Is that the end of the droids?
Richard.
You should keep reading the droids, too.
R5-D4.
We got Richard Viking Commander.
That's right, folks. It's the end of the Trashies, and as we do every year, we end
Ruth,
it with the
Tiger,
a dual McElliot. Reading of In Memoriams.
ASN.
We hope you had a good time tonight. You wore your fanciest Skippy garbage
Davis.
Suits.
I
shared some
YQ.
Garbage juice.
Jonah. Smiley,
and you know what?
And Cappy.
Maybe had a good garbage time. That's really all
Ford
we can ask.
All unstoppable Marshall, and he clearly wasn't
M5
unstoppable.
M5BZ.
For my co-hosts here, Hobson, Mr. Shove, Big Bertha, Compactman, and R4, Will the Shovel Barrow, we want to thank you
Gene
for coming out
Stallone
and having a good time and watching this from home.
Wendell Macho Man Lawrence.
And as we do every year,
it looks like Mary Little Runner Maroney.
It seems only appropriate 99. That we would end this by all reciting the famous garbage credo. When you're
taking garbage,
when you're taking garbage out,
garbage,
it's a good day.
Make
sure it's a good day.
You guys aren't even trying. Everyone's just got an idea of what they think the garbage credo is. You know, we all have the same one.
When you're here, you're garbage.
Now we're going to say it at the same time because we need to. Every year, you know these doors don't unlock until we say the garbage credo.
Wait, are we locked in here?
Yeah, we're locked in here until we say the garbage credo.
Well,
why don't you go ahead and... Shove, why don't you go ahead and start off the garbage credo, and the whole audience here is going to join in with you.
The whole audience?
That's not it.
When you're here. And
you're
parked in the front. You're garbage.
It's going to be garbage.
Now, I feel like you're a big fan of the Olive Garden.
It is on his route.
Now, these are just jokes here. Will, why don't you go ahead and do the real garbage credo?
It's like we say here every week. When you're taking out garbage.
When you're taking out garbage.
It's a garbage kind of day.
It's a garbage kind of day.
Day and night.
All day and all night, it's garbage. You know that.
24/7.
There's also one more garbage credo, as we all know. It's one that's passed down from generation to generation that I like to live by.
All right. Well,
Sometimes you just got to take out the garbage. And you got to take out life with it.
Sometimes.
You guys.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you just gotta take out the garbage, take out life too. Is that a motto?
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Shove, have you happened to find a phone number for the police in the trash or anything? Because I'm starting to feel weird.
I have several phone numbers here. 520-958-4221. Celino and Barnes. 888-8888.
It's a lot of eights.
All four
for legal. Goodbye.